Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Oh, wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome. It is Angel here on Blog Talk Radio with our Spirit Talk program. It has been a minute since we've been on the air, just getting ourselves going again after a hiatus, after a loss in the family. So for people who have missed us, thank you for welcoming us back, and thank you for your warm and loving support as the family here has recovered from our own situation. We have a guest this evening. Our guest is Katie Starnes, Afterlife Communicator. We're having a hard time locating her on the line, so I'm going to just kind of get us started with our conversation and see if she shows up. But if she doesn't, we're just going to just make it happen one way or the other. So the first thing I want to do is thank everybody for calling. We have a lot of callers waiting. People get very excited when we have practitioners on the phone. And I can appreciate that. Who doesn't want to get a little bit of information? But especially if it's someone that communicates with the afterlife, because I know as a medium myself, it's really cool to make that connection, because you know we miss our people that we lose into spirit, and making that connection in a reading or in a session, or whether it's a group or individual, can sometimes be that one ray of hope that can help us with the healing process. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about tonight, was the healing process. So, you know, in terms of what you can do and how you can utilize this energy in communicating with the afterlife, you know, communicating with the people around us that are here in spirit to lift you and take you to a different space in this process of grieving, or even just in your everyday life. It is tough out there, right? So before we begin, I want to just take a moment to take a deep breath, have everybody just give their energies to us in love and support, and just ground yourself in an energy of warmth, an energy of calm, and an energy of focus. Surround yourself with love and know that you are loved. I think I've got Katie coming on now. If we're able to get to you guys, we will. Give me 1 minute. I think she's having a hard time dialing in. So what I'd like you to do as we're getting it together here is, if you're interested in getting your question answered, have your question, one question, please, with a focused intent. If you're looking for an answer, if you're looking for a connection, whatever you need, know that you're on the air. We've got thousands of listeners, and we've got about 25 people right now online waiting to talk and ready to receive your messages. So I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. Hold on 1 second. Hello, you're on the air. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Donna. Good evening.
Hello, Donna. How are you?
I'm great. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on?
Oh, excellent. Well, you know, about 5 years ago, I had a dream with my mother, who's on the other side, and we're celebrating with great joy and happiness. And then I had the dream again. And then I actually heard her about a year ago saying that I was going to be rewarded. And then I'm in my meditation, which I do every morning religiously, And, you know, I've been asking for a guy to come into my life for, you know, a companion man, and then also for more money so I can pay off my credit cards and maybe go on some nice little trips and all. And I was meditating, and I heard the message, it's coming soon. And I felt all this love and gentleness and softness, and it was, so I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Okay. I remember talking to you before, and we talked about this. I think I do remember talking to you about the reward that's coming. Let me see. So, the reward that you've been waiting for is really close. And the person that you dreamed about that gave you the message.
My mom.
The person that you dreamt of that's giving the message is with you. It's like with you, like literally like right now, like right next to you. If you take a deep breath, I want you to just sit for a second, take a deep breath and kind of close your eyes and feel. Just feel for me, just for a moment. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay, just feel for a second. And what I'm seeing, that I can feel it. What I'm seeing is I'm seeing like somebody kind of rubbing down your left side of your left arm. Can you feel that? Do you feel the energy around you?
Yeah, I feel the energy around me.
Okay, so we're going to ask a question while you're in this space, okay? But you to hold out your left hand. Just hold it out. Open it, palms up. Because your eyes are still closed, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath in. Let it out. One more time. In. Let it out. Okay. So I want you to visualize this golden energy that's around you right now, because I can feel it. Do you feel someone holding your hand right now, like their hands on your hand or like fingers on your hand that you have open?
Yeah, more like their fingers.
Like their fingers. Okay, so what I'm seeing is somebody is going to hand you something in life. Somebody in a living space is going to hand you something that's coming to you through the influence of this thing that's happening with your mother, and she's bringing this person to you. So it's coming to the left hand, which the left hand is important because it has to do with the heart. So this is someone that's connected to you. It's like an opportunity to engage with them, and this is going to they're the conduit. They're the doorway into this reward, and it is coming, and it's going to be unexpected, and there's also a trip involved. You're going to be asked to do a task, asked to go somewhere, and there's a trip involved. It's not a trip to a faraway place. It's a trip to a close place, but that's where the reward is going to come from, and it's very close. What you just did, I need you to do every day.
Okay.
I need the energy to be with you every day. Do you feel her around you?
I do feel her.
And she's trying to communicate with you. She's trying to connect with you. She's trying to give you this. I'm trying to hear this message of, gosh, I'm with you. I'm always going to be with you. I'm always going to support you. But it's like she can't get through. There's a lot going on right now. A lot. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So don't let the stuff distract you. Don't let it distract you at all. Try the meditation. You connect with her, but also try, oh my gosh, that's awesome, like a soothing, warm bath. Do you like baths? I love baths.
Yeah, I take Epsom salt baths.
Well, you want to put something more than just Epsom salt in it. You want to put something loving. You don't love and just drip yourself with love because you deserve it.
Put lavender oil in there.
Put some lavender oil, put some rose petals, make the bath just joyous and exotic for you, and love yourself. and have her energy around you, and it'll open up this door a little faster. Don't worry about the gift. Don't focus on the gift. Focus on the energy. Focus on the love. And the gift will come. You focus on the gift, you're missing it.
Mm-hmm.
So what she's doing is giving you a sign. She's giving you confirmation, giving you that message that it's coming and confirming that for you and wanting to make sure that you know that it's coming. Okay?
Yeah.
But it's coming. There's the physical connection. There's someone in the physical world that's part of how it's going to be delivered. And that's with the hand. So you got that physical touch with someone that either you know or you're connected to them that you know. We asked to take this trip. I see this trip that you have to take. We have to go do something, and then you're going to get this delivery. But she wants to be there with you. She wants to take you to it. She's trying to guide you to it. But it's like that thing they say, you can't see the forest for the trees. You're like waiting for it because you know it's coming. It's just
mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Don't think about the reward. Think about the love.
The love. Okay.
Think about the love and love yourself. Love yourself ridiculously. You know, because you deserve it. That's what this is about. It's about the delivery of the promise, and the promise is coming.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I'm glad you're happy, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from you. And if there's anything you need, just pop on over our website. You'll find me on the New Age Guild website, and you can let me know what's going on. Okay.
Will. Thank you very much.
All right,
much. Please.
Thank you. Have a fantastic evening.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
Okay, bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So it looks like we just got a little bit of a mix-up, so we're gonna bring Katie back another time. In the meantime, I'm just going to finish up the show myself. It's been a while since I've been on, so I hope that you guys are okay with me taking you guys through some stuff. And, you know, I really loved that last caller and the message that came through for her, because, you know, what I hear a lot when I'm dealing with my own clients is that people, they have goals, they have desires, they have wishes, they have dreams, and they're wanting to get to where they need to go. And we forget that the people who care about us, the people who have loved us, the people who have supported us in our lives are there still, supporting and loving us. And especially the really close individuals like our parents and our spouses, the people that have stood by us through stuff, you know, through the things that we've gone through in our human existence. And there's few energies and few connections as strong as the connection of a mother's love. And if you're blessed enough to have had a deep connected relationship with your mother, and your mother is in spirit, take the time to get that connection. Before we end tonight, I'm going to talk you through some of the things that I have developed for myself, having just lost my mother, and how I've been able to change the conversation in my grief process, but also change the conversation in my own spirituality and my own ability to manifest just based on this whole conversation around connecting with mother and the mother energy. I'm going to take another caller. Okay, here we go. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Fine, thank you. It's been a rough week.
It has. I just got a text message from Katie, and she says that Mars is in Mercury is in retrograde. So if anybody,
yeah.
Anything in retrograde tends to not be a good thing, right?
I've had two deaths in a week, and today my ex-husband passed away, and he was battling. I'm just glad he's not in any more pain. That now he's at peace and that he's free. But do you pick up any message for me?
Okay, so let me start by giving my condolences. I'm really sorry to hear about your losses. It's really hard. Grieving is the hardest thing to move through as a person, you know, walking in the world. So you have my love, you have my support, and I'm sending you some warm and loving energy. to get you through this. And so when people pass, usually, especially if they've gone through trauma, usually don't get a lot of connection with them when they first pass over. But I will attempt to see if there's anything that we can get. There's a transition stage. If he literally just crossed over, can you give me his first name?
Leo.
Leo?
Yes.
Okay. So, the first thing I get is I get a lot of pain in my stomach. I don't know what he had going on. But it's like I have a lot of pain in my midsection.
Uh-huh.
And on the right side, I don't know what he was going through in his process. And I immediately feel the pain just is gone, and he was suffering a lot. So there is an acceptance that the life that he led came down to the lessons, and the last part of his life was like the lessons of his life. And there's an acceptance of that. And so he's relieved, he's released, and he's forgiven. He's paid his price, and he's ready to evolve to the next level. So it's a joyous energy.
Good.
That he's in now. And that's what he wants to leave you with. It's like we all have a price to pay, good, bad, or indifferent, based on the decisions and the choices that we make in this life and all the other lives and all the other stuff. And it all came together for him in how this life ended for him. And so he paid his debt, and he is released. And that's kind of what it was that he went through. And so now he's being rewarded, so to speak, and he's going to be kind of lifted up in spirit. So he's okay. And it's not even him that's telling me that, because he's not available because he's going through a thing. So it's like, he's okay. And you're going to hear from him when he comes back. It's usually about, it could take like three days to a couple weeks as he goes through this.
My brother came to me after a few days. And Leo and I remained close, even though we were divorced,
mm-hmm.
and spoke to each other like every other day. And I told him, even though he was sedated these last couple days, that I loved him and I'd be waiting for him.
He will be getting in touch with you for sure. What I get is that you're the one that got away, and he's going to be with you, and he's going to be waiting for you when your time comes. And so there's a connection there that's deeper than what you guys did in this life. And he chose to have you in his life, in this life. This was a lesson life for him, which means that he went through some things. He went through some tough stuff, and it was all about the lessons and the price that he had and the karma, all the stuff. He made a choice to get it all done in one life. And so he had some struggles,
mm-hmm.
and you were there for him, and he's going to come back, and there's something that he's going to want to say and something he's going to do kind of to come to you. And he's a little playful, it feels like. So be prepared for weird things to happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Things to kind of go missing and things to fall down, you know. He's that guy. He's that guy. I don't like that guy in spirit. It freaks me out, but that's okay. He's that guy. But that's what he's gonna do. But give him time, send him some lemma, some energy. When we're taking over the veil on the other side, and we're being prepared for evolution. You know, the higher ascended masters have to, you know, they take us and they work with us to get us where we need to be, especially when we pass on in trauma, where we were in a lot of pain and it was slow, you know, to kind of get us kind of where we need to be in that spirit state. And so he's going to need a little time for that. What I'm getting for you right now is don't let the darkness take you.
Yeah.
Because the people are with you. It's just with time. And it is hard. You know, I think that as a, I don't think I know that as a medium, my skill set has been enhanced thousandfold, you know, going through this process. You know, it's easy to tell people it'll be okay. But when you get the hard hit, like somebody punched you in your stomach, and you really are in your human state, you know, you're reminded how devastating it is. And you have to remember that they're not gone. We just miss that physical contact. We just miss the hands and the hugs.
Well, and I was preparing him and telling him that he was only going to get rid of his body that wasn't serving him anymore, that he would still be around. I look at death quite differently. I've been reading Lisa Williams' book, which is real helpful.
Yes.
But I know I've cried until I can't cry anymore, you know, all this time of him being sick. And now he's free, and I feel better that I know he's with those that really love him, and he's going to do more work that's going to be more fulfilling for him.
And just like the last caller, make sure you take care of yourself. You know, the gift that you have, the gift of empathy to be there and to help people and to have the care that you have when they're in transition is you also hold on to a lot of their stuff. You know, he's let go of all his stuff. So now you want to let go of the stuff you were helping him through so it doesn't hold you back or go with you anywhere because it's not your stuff. So make sure you take care of yourself, whether you take a cleansing bath or you meditate, burn some sage, whatever it is that you do. Just make sure that you take care of yourself so that you don't want to wake up in like a week and find yourself sick and go, why am I sick? You know, you don't want to have anything like that happen.
Yeah. Well,
because
thank you for that.
You are for sure. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for that, because I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, it's so important, you know, being in the space that I'm in. You know, my mother had a stroke; she was in the hospital when she passed. I got so sick that I literally mimicked all the symptoms of everything that she went through, from her heart disease to everything, because I was holding on to stuff as I was helping her transition. And if you allow that happen, you can literally go with them. You know what I mean? And you don't want to do that. You did a phenomenal job of being with him in his transition, and you're going to be rewarded. There's always a reward when you support people in this sort of scenario. Just make sure you take care of yourself. Okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless
Thank
you. And, you know, you're welcome. You can find me, my website, Soul Journey Medium. And you can join my mailing list and see what I got going on. But I would love to hear from you when he does reach out to you, because I have a feeling that's going to be exciting. just make sure you put your keys somewhere where you can find them.
Okay. Thank you.
All
right. So
thank you. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
So very cool. It has been a while, and I'm rambling a little bit. I apologize for that. But like I said, it's been a minute since I've been on, and I appreciate everybody calling and being a part of the show. My name is Angel. I know that the radio program says that we've got Katie Starnes. We had a technical malfunction, so we're going to try and bring her back in the next couple of weeks so she can get on here. We're talking about afterlife. I am a medium, so we're talking about the afterlife and connecting with our loved ones. And we've been getting a couple of callers that have given us some really cool things to talk about. And so I want to talk about, as you guys are holding, I want to ask you guys that are holding to think about this as I take the next couple calls. You know, have you felt the presence of your loved ones around you, or just the presence of somebody around you? Maybe it's somebody that's already in place that you moved into. And then when did they come around? That's what I want you to think about. Are they just around all the time, or are they coming when you're thinking about something or you're in the process of something? When are they coming around? That's one of the key points that I get my clients to look at as I'm working with them on really generating positive energy or generating manifestation around this tool, around this talent, around this gift. All right, I'm going to take another caller. Thank you so much for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to this evening?
To Julie.
Julie, Okay, well, what's going on? What can I do for you?
Well, my dad passed about 6 weeks ago, and just seeing if there was a connection.
I'm so sorry that you lost of your father. What was the question that you wanted to do? What was the question that you had? I didn't catch it.
Well, we're just going through. I didn't really say anything yet because we're just trying to go through the house and things right now. So there's a little conflict there.
Yeah. And that's hard. And one of the things that I remind people is that when you go through a loss like that, it literally is, people are insane. They just lose their minds. It's just like there's no normality, no way to kind of have to step back and, you know, let people process their stuff. So you're being asked not to let anything get in the way. You're kind of stronger than the people around you that you're dealing with in this circle. And it's really weird because what I'm hearing is I'm hearing like anger and frustration and pain and loss. It's like all one big pizza of stuff that's happening all at the same time. And it's hard to eat that pizza. it's not a tasty pizza. That is a really hard pizza to eat, but nothing is real. The hurt, the painful, all that stuff is just the process that they're going through. So try not to take on anything that's being said or done right now. And is the first name, your father's first name, please?
John.
John. Oh my goodness. Okay. Powerful energy. Really powerful energy. And he comes around quite a bit. The things aren't important to him. He wants to make that clear to you. He's saying that to you. The things aren't important to him. They're not. So do whatever. They're not important. Don't let the things. Don't let it be about the things. They're not important to him. You're more important than the things. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I keep hearing that you are more important than the things. Don't attach to the things. Let them have whatever, do whatever. Don't attach to the things. There's something else for you. There's something else for you. So don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. The same thing that I gave to, that I recommended to the other, the first caller, is your connection with this energy, your father energy, is really, really close. Try to connect to him more formally every day, even if it's just journaling. You know, make the connection, get up in the morning or sit down in the afternoon or the evening and just journal like you're talking to him, like you just picked up the phone and gave him a call, just like you're talking to him, and just let the energy flow so he can communicate to you. It's like you almost like you need to hear his voice right now. If you could just hear his voice, you'd be okay. Because it doesn't feel like this stuff is unusual. It's just dramatic. Like if it would tone down, it'd be the normal rhetoric that happens when everybody comes together. But it's on hyperdrive because everybody's kind of lost their minds because of the loss. So if you could just hear his voice, you would be more centered. And if you could be more centered, you could be more supportive. For at least yourself, if not for everyone else. And there's an animal. Is there a dog or something in the space? I keep seeing an animal,
had a dog.
There's an animal in the space, and maybe it's an animal in spirit. But there's an animal. Did he have a dog?
Maybe when he was really young, but after, when we were growing up, no animals.
There's an animal that's coming into the space that you're going to want to either that you're going to be surprised by it. There's a picture. There's an animal in the space that you're going to see. Be prepared to see. It's a picture. I'm seeing a picture. It's a little dog. So it's an important picture. Let me maybe that is him that's young, because I see a young person and a little dog. It's a picture that's going to be found. You find that picture, it's for you.
Okay.
That's all I'm getting. Now don't go looking for it, because he's not going to let you find it. It's going to be a surprise. So just be aware that that's coming. And also, feel his embrace. So can you stop and give yourself time to breathe? You know, got a lot going on. You got a lot going on. When's the last time you just stopped and let yourself breathe? That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting from him. Like you're just driving. Just gotta stop, girl. You have to give yourself some space to experience this and to let it pass. You cannot be everything for everyone. That's what I'm getting from him. That's who you are, right? That's who you are, and it's hard when that's who you are. But gosh darn it, you need to feel this. This is tough. And he'll be there. It's like he's trying to put his arms around you, and he can't get to you. He's trying, but he can't get to you because you're just so caught up in trying to do all the stuff and get everything done. And, you know, just sit down, breathe. And feel it so that he can get his arms around you. And it's not something real complicated. It's just stop, take deep breath in, and then let it out. Just do that 2 or 3 times. If you don't feel anything, call to him. Hey, are you there? Like I would say, Mommy, are you there? And sometimes when I do that, I literally hear her go, yes. And then I can start the process of the connection. And you'll get signals from him, because your connection with him is really intense, whether it's smells or sounds or like the first caller, the feels of the touch on the arm, you will feel the connection with him. And that will calm you because you know that he's there. You know, once you make that connection, then he can support you because he wants to support you through this. Because you've got God and you've got your guides, but the person who can really support you through the grief of the loss is the person who you lost, because they want to remind you they're still there. And he's still there. You just have to deal with the drama. It will be over in like 44, 45 days. Everything's going to calm down around the drama. And you can get back down to a little bit of normalcy with their family and such. Just try not to create reality out of the things that people are saying right now, because people are just crazy right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Just remember, you know, in your head, play the little clown music. Do, 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 do. When they start acting a certain way, it'll start to look like a circus act. And it won't feel so real. Because that's what it is. It's just crazy. A year from now, everybody's going to look back and either not going to remember this or they're going, man, I don't even know why I said that. Because they're just, you know, they're just crazy. And it's just, there's no judgment. There's nothing you can say when people are grieving. Everybody gets it, right? Everybody gets one. Everybody gets to be crazy when they're grieving, you know? So when people act crazy around me because they're losing, I just stand out of the way, like, do your thing, yell at me, whatever. I know they don't mean it. They're just in that space and they don't know what to do. So just take a deep breath and get that connection and he'll help you through it. And I hope this was helpful. And if there's anything you're welcome. If there's anything that you need, you know, I have a process I take people through. I call it breathing through grief. You can come visit me, souljourneymedium.com, and check me out. It's an important process for me. It's what I use to get through my own grief. And my grief was hard. And it can be so devastating. But when somebody loves you as much as this father energy that I mean, it's so juicy and warm and loving. He just wants to embrace you. you're never going to stop missing him, but you're going to feel a whole lot better if you can allow yourself to sit in that energy for a minute every once in a while, if not every day, and remember that he's still with you. Okay?
Thank you. I will connect to you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. You take care of yourself. You have a good evening.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So really cool. And, you know, I want to make sure that I'm really clear. You know, I'm a medium, and it's considered a pseudoscience, a new age metaphysical pseudoscience. And some people say, you know, you want to be responsible. And I always want to be responsible with everyone. So if you're going through like major, major grief and you're going through major, major trauma, don't be afraid to talk to someone. Because sometimes that's what you need to do if you feel like you need some support. Nothing takes the place of taking care of yourself, because you're the most important person in the conversation of recovering from grief. So make sure you take care of yourself, whatever that means. Okay? Great, great, great. I'm going to take another caller. Thank you for holding. Who am I listening to?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Wendy from Sacramento. Did you guys feel the earthquake today?
If we did, I didn't feel it.
Yeah, we had an earthquake today. It was a little tiny one. It's not like the one they had in Southern California, but we definitely felt the earth move today. I was just wondering if you got it. I'm over here near San Francisco, so I wasn't sure if you guys felt it all the way over.
My goodness,
Sacramento.
I didn't know.
Yeah, see, nobody cares about us over here in San Francisco. Like, it wasn't 7 points. Nobody cares. What could I do for you this evening?
Well, I care, and I completely sympathize with you regarding your beloved mother and what she went through when she had the stroke.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to my mother, and it hurt me to my soul. So both my mother. Both my beloved mother and beloved father are in heaven, and my brother David too.
Oh.
And Angel, thank you. Well, I believe there will be a reunion. And I work in a call center for medical insurance, and I was horribly verbally assaulted and humiliated by the team lead 1 week ago last Monday, and then it happened again yesterday. The following Monday, and I have witnesses. So I think the universe was challenging me to speak up for myself, and I did, and I did it very eloquently. And I met with the head lady yesterday, and she was really nice, and she said, "I am so sorry." And then regarding my hearing, they said that they would move me either to Amanda's team or Darla's team. So, but then they changed today and would not move me to Angela's team, but they did move me to Darla's team. Should I take that personally, or, and I'm just hoping that I'm comfortable, on Darla's team, and that I have longevity, that I'm there at least a year.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, bravo. I am getting like somebody's a little round of applause for you, like the standing ovation, because you did. You stood up for yourself, which was very important for something for you to do.
Yeah.
But you've also put them on notice. And so it's nothing that you need to take personally. They're just trying to make sure you don't sue them. That's kind of the state that they're in right now, is they're trying to figure out how to keep this from turning into something nasty. And the choice is yours and what we want to do. In terms of if this is something you want to pursue, because you can if you so choose. But that's what I'm getting. It doesn't matter what team they put you on. They're just trying to keep you from continuing your voice, if that makes sense. Make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I have pretty strong proof. People around me were shocked, and they spoke up, and so that I think that supports me tremendously that two coworkers witnessed it and they were stunned.
Yeah. So don't worry about that. Don't worry too much about what they're what they're doing, what they're feeling, because it doesn't mean anything. It's right now you are in the driver's seat. So, you know, what I would like to see you do is to take your energy and focus it on what you said at the end. You know, manifesting your reality right now is about that end statement about how you want to be there for this amount of time. You want to have longevity for this amount of time and just be in certainty that that's going to happen. Part of the movement is part of the delivery on that promise, on that manifestation, because it wasn't going to work for you where you were before.
Oh, yeah.
And so
oh,
now
yeah.
You're going to
and you know
gonna move to another group. Yes?
This team lead, I think I shocked the you know what out of her, because I don't think she thought that I had it in me to stand up for myself. And it was totally outrageous and way out of line. And my callers could hear what she was saying.
Oh,
and and then she said that I violated HIPAA on a call, and I didn't. And I tried to explain to her how I did everything perfectly, but she walked away from me. So I contacted the supervisor, and I asked her to pull the call and listen to it and verify herself if I verified HIPAA. And she said I did everything perfect. So this woman was way, way out of line. And also, the team lead on Angela's team is Monica, and the team lead on Darla's team is Marina. So I hope that I saw Marina kind of laughing and talking with the team lead who abused me. I hope that she wasn't laughing about me, and I hope that she's looking forward to working with me.
So, you know, this is the exercise I'm going to give for you to do every day when you start your day. I want you, it's a journaling exercise, okay? And the journaling exercise prompt that I want you to use is you're going to start with, it doesn't matter what other people feel, I'm amazing because. And just finish that and write as long as you want, because it doesn't matter what they were laughing at, because you are just there working. This is not even the end of the story for you. You've got other stuff to do. God's just trying to keep you kind of in play to keep the requests that you've requested. So don't worry about that. Don't even give it another thought, because it's not the most important element to the end game for you. Does that make sense?
You know what? Actually, it does. And well, is Marina okay with me being on her team? Because she will be coaching me. Is that okay with her?
Yep. She doesn't have a problem with that. They just, you know, they do commiserate. Nobody, there's not a lot of people, it feels like, that particular company that's like really happy with what they do. So they commiserate a lot with each other, especially the leaders. They sit and like, oh my God, and blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't matter. Just go in, do what you got to do, take care of you, and know that what you've asked for, you're going to receive. And this is an evidence that that's what it is, because you wouldn't have been able to staying in the space that you're in. So they created a situation so that you're in another space, right?
Oh, it's amazing what happened, because when the event happened a week ago, Monday, that was bad enough. And then ironically, right before my meeting with the head lady, that team lead did it again, and this time even worse, with two or three witnesses. So that was shared in my meeting with her. So it was double whammy. And so they're doing it. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. They're doing it because they don't want to be sued. And
yes.
So they know. Yeah, they know I'm speaking the truth. All right. But as long as I am applying elsewhere. I don't like the medical insurance environment, because I'm very empathic, and I have such compassion for people. I comfort people on the phone, and I just know what to say to make them feel better, but it wears on me. So I'm hoping that I'll be hired for a new position, and that I'll keep this job until I transfer to the new job, if that ever happens, or am I going to stay where I am?
Well, just focus on what it is that you want to accomplish and be very clear with your accomplishments, wishes. You know, manifesting is really an art form. And once you get into a space where you start manifesting because you're able to create, words are very powerful. So what I'm going to leave you with to think about, so I got to take the next caller, is think about this. If you want, do you want to stay there for a year or do you want a new job? Because the universe can't manifest those both at the same time. So as you've already stated, I want to be there. I want to have longevity for at least a year. And then you're saying, I don't want to be here anymore. I'll go someplace else if that's something that's open to me. So decide what it is that you want. That is the most important thing, Wendy, is what is it that you really, really want? And then get clear image of it, clear, whether it's visually or it's written down or a vision board, however you want to put that together, set your intent and make that happen. And that's where you're at. Because if you confuse the universe, you're gonna get confusing results, and you're gonna be frustrated because it's like, why am I still here, or why are they giving me a hard time? Because if you're meant to leave, they will create a space where if you're not gonna leave, they're gonna make you leave, and then you're gonna be uncomfortable because you're like, I don't want to get fired. Well, you said you wanted to leave, so that's if you're not clear with the universe kind of starts doing its own thing. So you want to make sure that you're clear, that you get the wish that you're looking for. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And so I guess what I should rephrase it as, I want continuous employment without any lapse for at least another year.
So that's what I would work on if I were you. And, you know, you work on it through your meditation, your connection, whatever it is that you use to connect to spirit to make that happen. If you're not happy where you are, you have to be very clear that you want to go someplace else. Because I could leave you there for a year and you'll be miserable for a year, right?
I don't want to be miserable. But I might be happier on this new team.
You may be.
The energy feels better.
You may be. Well, let me know how that goes, okay, Wendy?
Okay, but you see me keeping my job as long as I express to the universe what I really want correctly,
that's,
right?
You have to. Well, the first thing you got to do is decide what you want. And so the reason I go back to that is the keeping your job or having a job, because those are two different things, right?
Yes.
So you got to know what you want so
right.
that you can be satisfied. God wants us to be satisfied. He doesn't want us to be just in existence. God
right.
created us to be joyous, believe it or not. Most people don't understand that. And most people spend their entire lives trying to come to terms with that. But the divine spirit created us to come to this world, live in purpose, be abundant and prosperous and joyous in every day of our lives. Then we come to earth and we do this thing that we call life, and we do this to ourselves. And so part of getting the universe to deliver on the promise is to know how to talk to the divine and then know how to ask of the universe. And we make it too complicated. All you have to do is say, I don't want to be here. I want to be doing that. And then make that happen. And if you want to stay.
I'm so glad I spoke with you because you helped me to put things in order. And I agree with you. I need to be more clear to the universe exactly what I want. Careful what you ask for. You might get it.
Oh, yes.
And I do think it is a blessing that I got moved to Darla's team and Marina. I'm going to envision me feeling more comfortable day by day and even more successful and continuous employment and then one or two offers, and that I will make a decision at that time whether or not to take the offer.
Okay, well, reach out to me on my website, Soul Journey Medium. I'd love to hear what happened, and I would love to introduce you to my process of creating WOW in your life as well, connecting to spirit. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you, Wendy. You have
Thank
a fantastic
you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. So as a big message that came through that is very relevant for everyone. I know there's a lot of people on call, And we don't always get to everybody. So if you don't, you know, get on the air, you know, we'll be back. Or you can visit me online. You can come to my website, souljourneymedium.com. I'm happy to connect with you and see what kind of support that I can give you. At the end of the day, I'm happy to give what support I can, but real change in our lives and real effort in our lives takes energy. And, you know, my energy, your energy, whatever energy is needed. So if you have to make real decisions to really make real change, I'm going to encourage you to reach out to me and do a session or do a program that's going to help you get to where you need to get so that you can get to your dreams, because that's what I really want for you, is for you to get to your dreams. Before I take another caller, I want to let you guys know about something exciting that I have started here with the New Age Guild. We have a new radio program on Friday evenings. On Friday evenings, and it is called, are you ready for this? Ghost Stories and Paranormal Encounters. Friday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, starting this Friday. So I'm inviting you guys to tune in. We're going to launch our program, bringing on a friend of mine, and we're going to actually start our program by talking about UFOs and extraterrestrials. I am so excited about it. I've got a couple of guests coming on that have had extraterrestrial experiences, just to make a big, wild, fabulous splash with this new program. And we will be taking callers. So if you can tune in, I'd be excited to have you there. But we're going to be every Friday evening at 7 p.m. here on New Age Guild Radio. My program, my own program, which airs on Monday, will start broadcasting again in August. So you'll start hearing my show the first Monday in August. So I'll be doing regular weekly programs like this in Connecting the Spirit. So let me take another caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hello, New Jersey. It's kind of late. How are you?
Oh, good, good. I'm glad I got on.
What can I do for you?
I would like to know if you see me purchasing a home this year.
What is your first name again?
Laura.
Laura. So you want to purchase a home.
Yes.
So what I'm seeing is a lot of choices being given to you, and that the answer to the question is yes, not like a solid yes. It's like, yeah, because you have the opportunity to, but your dream home looks like it's January, February of next year is when that's going to be presented. So you're being asked to be patient. Because you like feel like you've been working on this for a while. It's like, I want a home. I got to get in this home. But your dream home is being manifested for you. And it
so
looks like there's – go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
So there's a home that I was supposed to buy a couple years ago, and they backed out at the last minute, and now they're ready to sell again this year. Mm-hmm. And so I have my realtor looking into everything and seeing if I can – go forward with it and, you know, all this stuff. So I was wondering if it's January or February, if it's going to be a different house or if it's going to be this house that I'm trying to work through.
This house feels like there's something attached. There's something not right. And there's something standing in the way of this house. And it feels like it's the energy is not there for you. You want it, and they backed out. Now they should have sold it when they had the chance, and now they got it. They want to do it again, and it just keeps going back and forth and back and forth. And what you're being asked to do is to step back. If they want to sell the house, they'll tell you. And, you know, they should not be driving the car in this particular relationship. You should be. And if they're not responding, then walk away. Because it's not the energy doesn't feel right to me for this house in this moment.
Yeah.
That's not to say that this is not the house in January, February. And it's not to say that you can't pull it to you sooner. Because if you sat and did some manifestation work, you could pull it to you sooner. But the space that you're in right now, it doesn't feel like it's close. Is because it's not just coming together because there's, I want a house, and poof, there's your house. You, it's not that simple for you. You have specific things that you want, and you've made it very clear what you want. So they're trying to bring all that to you. So you're like, I want a house. There you go. It's like, yay, I got a house. That's not you. So it's taking a minute because they're trying to bring you everything that you've dreamed of in your dream house. So if you want your dream house to come sooner, you know, you could do some really, so you've got real good manifestation talents. You could do the, whether it's through affirmations or through meditations, through candle focus, you can help your system generate so that you can manifest this house to come closer to you. The house in this particular one you're talking about, there's some weird hinky energy going on there that's not about you, that's about them. And whatever they got going on. So you got to let them finish what they're trying to do, lest you get their energy on top of you. Does that make sense?
It does. Because you know what? The husband backed out in the 11th hour, and she thought he was going to go forward with it. She was mad at him because he backed out. So I was thinking to myself, boy, what a husband does that to his wife, you know?
Just to be a you-know-what.
Yeah.
Because they got some stuff going on. And so it's like the weird relationship demon house. So let them finish what they're doing so you don't get caught up in that storm.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, get back to your focused work. Get back to your manifestation work and lead with this. I trust that the divine has for me everything that I wished for. I trust it.
Yeah.
So this isn't working out. It's because he's got something else.
I keep getting the pennies, and I keep getting feathers dropping in front of me, and I keep thinking, okay, they're trying to tell me it's coming, Laura. It's coming.
They're trying to get you to trust that it is. They're trying to get you to trust that it is. I know. I can feel it. I know. They're trying to get you to trust that it is. And if you think about it, I asked this question earlier. Think about when you're being connected with. Think about when it's coming to you. Think about when you see the pennies and when you see the feathers, when the little doubt starts to come or the little frustration starts to come or the little impatience starts to come, they try to remind you. And that's what
it is.
Like, just take a deep breath. We're still here. That's what they're trying to say. And that's what it's about. And it's funny because you're saying, you know, it's like, you know, but you're like, I'm still waiting.
But you know, it's been so long. It's been so long. And every time I get close, something happens and I just can't understand why the rug keeps getting pulled out from under me. Every time I'm ready, and it's not even just with this house. This has been going on for a long time. Other homes I've lost out on. So, because
they want the home. They want the home. You got to trust, and that's the hardest part. You just have to trust. The trust is knowing that it's coming as promised. Not just that it's coming as promised. You're going to wake up in 2 years already in the home, already in your life going, man, I can't believe I was so impatient. But when you get in,
Are you getting whether or not it's going to be in a whole different state, or is it close by to where I live now?
Is it going to be in a home in the United States? Is that what you said?
No, it's like, is it going to be a completely different state other than I'm currently living?
That was interesting because I thought you said outside the country or somebody said outside the country. So that's interesting. So I'm seeing water. I'm seeing travel. But I'm not seeing far. So are you by some water? Are you by, like, whether it's a river or a creek or...
Yeah, so I want a house on a lake.
Okay, so that's what I'm seeing.
The house I'm looking at is on a lake. Okay. But there's also other homes that I'm always looking at homes on the lake because that's my number one criteria.
That's where I want to go. So, yes, it's going to be closer than you think, and it's definitely by the water. I see water flowing, so it might be river versus lake because I see water flowing. I don't see water stationary like it would in a lake. But it's beautiful. Mm. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I just want to be able to. I want to kayak, though. That's why.
Oh.
I have to end the call.
I have to end the show. I want you to be in touch with me and let me know how everything goes. And for the rest of you, thank you very much for holding. Thank you for being on the radio. And I will chat with you guys all very soon. God bless everybody. And remember,
thank you.
Remember to always, always keep your spirits high, keep your love aware, and don't hesitate to believe. Take care.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources.